We're joined now by Dr. Chad Hansen, wildfire scientist and fire ecologist with the John Muir Project, and also author of Smokescreen, Debunking Wildfire Myths to Save Our Forests. It's great to have you back, Chad. Thanks so much for making some time for us tonight.
Happy to be here.
You and I were speaking last night about the nature of these fires, and in the time since, and just in the last few hours, we're talking about another two fires to discuss, the Sunset Fire and the Sunswept Fire. What is it that strikes you about these two fires that are broken out in these last few hours?
I mean, the main thing that strikes me is that just the proliferation of new fires. If you have these kinds of weather conditions, these really dry, dry air, a lack of rain, and these extreme Santa Ana winds, any little ignition can potentially cause another fire that could impact homes and lives once again. And so, we're just seeing that. And it's almost hard just to keep up in your mind with yet another one. You almost get to thinking, well, maybe that this one's the last one and the winds are going to die down and then there's another. The winds will die down, but these may not even be the last ones we see before that happens.
You're an expert on these things. As you mentioned, the winds, I want to follow up on these mountain wave winds that folks have been discussing, and it could be relevant when it comes to Studio City, certainly, and also these canyon areas. Just speak about how that is impacting the trajectory of these fires, their explosiveness, and the firefight.
Yeah, I mean, there's the Santa Ana winds themselves, the ambient winds, and they're coming from the north to the south generally. They're very dry, warm, coming from the desert over the mountains toward the ocean. And that alone is a major, major factor. But in addition to that, you have these mountains. I mean, Southern California is very mountainous. A lot of people don't realize that, but it's true. And you have mountains separating the desert and the ocean. And then you have other smaller mountain ranges in between those bigger mountains. And when these winds come in from the high desert, they sweep down these mountain slopes in these canyons. And you have topographical weather that's created by these deep, steep canyons that adds to and interacts with the Santa Ana wind weather and winds coming from the high desert. The combination is very, very powerful. And especially with these dry, dry conditions, even the smallest ignitions can cause significant fires.
We have a lot to learn from every fire event that comes down the pike. And we've been hearing about resources. I was just speaking about the personnel that is surging into the area. I mean, this wind event, they say we haven't had one like this in 10 years, maybe longer. So it's created its own kinds of challenges, especially with respect to fighting the fire from the air, and that draws down the water resources. What do you think you're seeing that immediately stands out for correction moving forward?
I mean, for me, the main thing that would really help just tremendously in terms of saving lives, saving homes in the future is for us to not just shift as a society in the way we handle fires when they're burning, because there has been a shift and it's been really positive. I mean, the firefighting forces and the first responders, the law enforcement working with them, they're really prioritizing human lives, getting people out safely, their animals whenever possible as well. That's as it should be. And then secondarily, protecting homes, structure defense. In the past, it used to be the focus was on trying to stop the fire. And when you have these extreme weather conditions and high winds, you can't stop the fire. And I think people are recognizing that. We're not recognizing it before the fire season starts in terms of the preparation and the preventative measures. We're still focused out in the wildlands, trying to remove vegetation, remove shrubs, remove trees, thinking that's going to somehow curb the fires. And it's not doing that. If we shift instead and focus on creating fire-safe communities, home hardening, defensible space pruning, evacuation planning and assistance, and providing the funding, the technical know-how to these communities so that they can do it right, we will save thousands and thousands of homes and many lives.
It's important stuff to consider. When you were on last night, we were talking about, as you're part of the John Muir Project and the co-founder of this program there at the John Muir Project, we were talking about Eaton Canyon and the terrain. John Muir, someone who famously has hiked that area, talks about how difficult it was and how that makes a bit of a challenge for the firefight. Talk a bit then also about the topography, therefore the Sunset Fire in Runyon Canyon, and then what we're understanding about the Sunset Fire. I mean, what kinds of challenges logistically might be ahead, given the topography of these areas, for the firefight into the hours?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. You know, these areas are steep in a way that can interact with the wind, but it's not just the wind. It also just makes them inaccessible. You know, as John Muir himself noted over a century ago, how difficult it is just to hike up the slopes because they're so steep. And it creates an incredible challenge for firefighters. And honestly, it makes it impossible to go boots on the ground in a lot of these areas. Even if it was safe, even if you didn't have 60-mile-an-hour winds or 50-mile-an-hour winds, that would kind of preclude the possibility of going out there and trying to, you know, address the fire, you know, boots on the ground. But, you know, when things calm down, even then, it's difficult just because of the slopes are so steep. And oftentimes it's sandy and rocky, and it's just really, really difficult. You know, you need climbing equipment to get up some of these slopes. So, you know, it's just an intrinsic challenge. And I guess for me, it underscores the point I'm making that, you know, the issue is not out there in the wildlands. This is a community issue. It's not a wildlands issue.
Well, it's a good point when it comes to at least thinking in some ways with new sets of lenses after every fire, because there's always new opportunities to learn. And I just really want to thank you so much for being a part of our coverage again. Dr. Chad Hansen there with the John Muir Project, someone who understands fire very well. Appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you.